If you don't dream bigger, you can't discover the real size of you. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Neville Goddard Podcast. My name is Mr. 2020. And I gotta tell you something. Neville was right. Neville was absolutely right. Every one of your desires has its own plan and its own power of fulfillment. That's it. End of line. Have a great day. Unless you want to dive deeper. Because every one of your desires, something that you hunger for, has its own plan, has its own power of fulfillment. You are what gives life. You are the operant power, Neville Goddard says. The power doesn't operate itself. You get to surrender to a state, the state of your wish fulfilled. And you don't walk away from that. You wear it as though it were a fragrant odor. You so fall in love with your chosen. You so fall in love with your chosen that you fuse with it and wear it as though it were a fragrant odor. My friend Tina, back in high school, she reached out to me a couple years ago and she said, "I always knew you'd go far. I have no idea how." I used to read the Wall Street Journal in my senior year. I used to pick that up. That or USA Today, pretty much every day. And I don't think that's the reason why she thought I'd go far. She got that I would go far because I got that I would go far. And I've gone as far as you can go. Physically. But I'm just getting warmed up. Because you came here to dream bigger. You came here to dance the dance you were born to dance. And most people simply settle for struggle. And they shoot for what will minimalize or eliminate the struggle. I want you to dream bigger so that you can discover how big you are. I want you to give life to your desired so that you can discover that your desires each have their own plan and power of fulfillment. By the way, your problems don't. Your problems are taxing. Have you noticed this? When you think about or worry about a problem, it takes energy from you. On the other hand, when you actually experience a desire and you surrender to it, wouldn't it be wonderful to make a kick-ass podcast today? I actually get this thing called energized. I so fall in love with you that I can't help but share gold. And if you let that gold bless you, I hear from you. You send emails, you buy stuff, you join courses. You get to dream bigger, and then you get to dream bigger. And then you get to dream bigger. So years ago, I imagined working from home so I didn't have to have a boss. I got tired of having a boss. Remember, I had PTSD. Right? There were days I'd go to work and it just wasn't pretty. So I decided I'm going to build a business so I don't have to leave the house. And I did that. I did this thing called I replaced my income. And by the way, at this point, I don't consider that a big win. And then I imagine something else, moving around the world to be with her. And I imagined it something that expanded to the globe, something that changed lives everywhere. You see, you may be one of the people that's impacted by the podcast. Some people join us at ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Some people join Remarkable.com. We've got all kinds of different levels of play because here's what I imagined up. See, I live in a world where I can get exceptionally lonely because I have let myself get exceptionally lonely. And I imagined up a world where, you know what, I get to explore this professionally and share it personally. With clients, with friends, with family. I stopped deciding to feel small. Small, hey, I'm the only one in the room that's into this stuff. Small, hey, maybe I can replace my income. Small sucks. Small sucks the life out of you. Small sucks the life out of you because, you know what, in reality, those big problems that you think you have, they're actually pretty small. And I know they feel big, I know they look big, but they aren't. Because in the grand scheme of things, you're greater than all your desires combined. You're greater than all your desires, all your wins, all your fears, all your frustrations. You're bigger than all of them combined because all of them are waves in the ocean of you. And the only way you're going to discover that is to have what we call in remarkable producer moments. A producer moment is that moment where you honestly experience, you know what would be cool? A 3 Series BMW. As soon as I had that moment, I had the car for the weekend. I paid cash. I got it for about half of its value. That was, well, we're heading on a decade ago now. Probably 7-8 years. I love my car. I still do. Victoria has a newer Bimmer. Why? Because that's what she wants. But you have these honest-to-God producer moments. Wouldn't it be cool? Well, instead of making a production about a problem, you imagine something that just produces joy. Wouldn't it be cool? You imagine something that produces a sense of wonder. Wow. So I imagined up, see, every day, I imagine up Victoria's Yum. And I made the most delicious pasta 2 days ago. I think it was 2 days ago. And it was simply probably the best thing I've ever cooked in my entire life. And it's because I'm not settling for a good lunch. I'm imagining more and more smiles with this lovely human being I get to spend my life with. Anyway, that's enough about me today. I've shared 6 things in this recording, maybe 7. I may have got to the 7th. I invite you to go through it a couple times. Maybe take some notes. See what they are. Because it may have sounded like I was rambling, but I put some real rock-solid gold in here. If you're getting gold from what we do, if this resonates with you, I've got 2 suggestions for you today. 1, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. It's the 90-day adventure. It takes about 10 minutes a day. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. The other one, JoinRemarkable.com. That's all about immersive experience. I've talked a lot about that lately. Immersive experience is, it's a deep dive. It's a profound shift. It's a way of play that most people don't even know exist. Go to joinremarkable.com. That's 1 word, joinremarkable.com. Give that a peek. That's all I got. Listen to this one a couple times. Dive deeper, soar higher. And now imagine up something lovely right now as we go into the silence. I did it. I got all 7 in. I did a quick little inventory. and I got all 7 bits of gold into this podcast. Listen to it a couple times. And like I said, if this resonates with you, dive deeper, soar higher. Have a lovely day. See ya.